I don't know if you would call James Bond the perfect spokesman with all the killing and philandering and whatnot, but he's pretty close. He's impossibly suave and sophisticated, and he's been the face of a blockbuster franchise longer than almost anybody. And that has brands willing to pay big for a cosign. Bond's expensive taste goes back to Ian Fleming's original novels, which name-checked Rolex and Bentley, Gordon's Gin, and more. The movies in the 1960s put Bond behind the wheel of an Aston Martin and a Smith & Wesson in his hand. These days, it's Tom Ford suits and Omega watches. In fact, just about every outfit, every cocktail, every globe-trotting destination in these movies is some kind of brand deal. Heineken reportedly underwrote a third of the budget for Skyfall. Daniel Craig appears as Bond in ads for beer. The brand is essentially paying for the right to market the movies, and in exchange, they get to make cheap beer look luxe. But like everybody else, 007 is not immune to knock-on effects of the pandemic. The latest movie, No Time to Die, was delayed multiple times, so the cutting-edge Nokia phones our heroes use ain't so cutting-edge anymore.